The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to our service this evening, our Ash Wednesday service. Today, of course, is a special day in the church year, the day we begin our Lenten observance. This year, our Lenten observance, especially our midweek services and our special services, are following a Lenten journey type thing from it's a return from exile. Today we're talking about that the change in our lives from sackcloth and ashes to robes of righteousness. We're talking a little bit about the clothes that we wear and how the clothes that the garments that we, you know, from Adam and Eve, they tried to clothe themselves with their own garments of fig leaves after they sinned. God didn't think that was sufficient, so he actually performed the very first sacrifice, blood sacrifice, by killing some animals and providing them with the clothing. And what we see in our world today is that God actually provides us with the clothing that we need in order to have the robes of righteousness where we have eternal life. So our text today is for the message is based on both the Joel chapter 2 passage and the Revelation chapter 9 passage, which is going to show us the two different, the ashes, the sackcloth and ashes, and the robes of righteousness. Our service is in your bulletin. It's also up on our screens here. You'll see that there's an introduction there, but we begin our service with the Ash Wednesday address. Today also, we will be offering the imposition of ashes on your forehead. When you come up, if you have bangs, please move them back, otherwise you'll get soot in your hair and ashes in your hair. But it would be wonderful. Everybody is welcome to come. Ashes are and have long been a sign of mourning and sorrow for and grief, and the Ash Wednesday is particularly significant because on this day, as we begin our Lenten journey, we remember what Jesus went through, and how what happened as a result of our sin, that Jesus had to go to the cross, where he died, lay in the grave for 3 days, and then rose again, and ascended into heaven. And then, of course, where he waits upon the last day when we too will return and be with him. So with that, let's begin our service with at the point of the Ash Wednesday address. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day, the church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on his word and draws from it life and hope. With that in mind, this year our theme for our Lenten worship will focus upon the journey, and our overall theme will be Return from Exile, a Lenten journey. We begin our journey today wearing sackcloth and ashes while lamenting our sins. We then complete our journey rising with Christ out of baptism wearing robes of righteousness. So let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of his beloved Son and in the power of his Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lententide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. Please stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord, O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, Lord.
Be gracious to us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
help us, Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment,
help us, Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, Lord.
To prosper the teaching of your word, to bless our prayer and meditation, to strengthen and preserve us in the true faith, and to give heart to our sorrow and strength to our repentance,
we implore you
to draw all to yourself, to bless those who are instructed in the faith, to watch over and console the poor, the sick, the distressed, the lonely, the forsaken, the abandoned, and all who stand in need of our prayers, to give abundant blessing to all works of mercy, and to have mercy on us all,
we implore you
to turn our hearts to you, to turn the hearts of our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you,
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you,
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. O Christ, O Lord,
O
Christ, O Lord,
Amen.
O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you have laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. If the ushers will come up and usher those who would wish to receive the ashes on their forehead. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Amen.
Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Oh yeah, we'll get Martian back on the way back. We continue our service on page 167 in your bulletin, or in your hymnal. It's also, of course, up on our screens. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our psalm for today is in your bulletin. We read it responsively. Just a note, we will not be singing a hymn of praise. We don't sing that during the season of Lent, when we don't sing in Alleluia either. So we will continue with our psalm. We read it responsively as printed. I said, I will guard my ways, that I may not sin with my tongue.
I will guard my mouth with a muzzle, so long as the wicked are in my presence.
I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail.
And my distress grew worse.
My heart became hot within me. As I mused, the fire burned.
Then I spoke
with my tongue. O Lord, make me know my end. And what is the measure of my days?
Let me know how fleeting I am.
Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait?
My hope is in you.
Deliver me from all my transgressions.
Do not make me
sore. I am mute. I do not open my mouth. Remove your stroke from me.
I am spent by the hostility of your hand.
When you discipline a man with rebukes for sin, you consume like a moth what is dear to him.
Surely all mankind is
near. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears.
For I am a sojourner with you, against all my fathers.
Look away from me that I may smile again.
Before I depart, and then
glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In peace let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Let us pray together the collect of the day. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from Joel chapter 2, verse 12 through 19. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had a pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is actually from Revelations chapter 7, verse 9 through 14. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all the tribes and all the peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew 6, according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by the Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children that are here this evening to come up for a children's message. Oh, we got a few coming. Great. So, how are you guys doing this evening? Good, good. Well, it's good to have you here this Ash Wednesday. It really is. It's kind of a strange service to attend, though, isn't it? First of all, it's on a Wednesday night, right? That's kind of strange. And then you got these ashes on your forehead, right? That doesn't happen all the time, does it? This is the only day of the year that it happens, is on Ash Wednesday. Well, let me ask you something. Can you imagine if I poured ashes all over your heads? No. Would that be messy? Yeah. You can see my finger is still dirty even after I cleaned it off. But what if you were covered up with dirty ashes and you decided to cover them up somehow by putting clothes on and maybe just washing your face a little bit? Do you think you could cover up all the ashes if it was all over you? No. No, probably not. Do you think your mother or your father would appreciate it? No. Because then you get your clothes all dirty, right? If you cover them up with clothes. But even if you covered yourself up with clothes, that doesn't make you clean, right? You still have ashes and dirtiness all over you on the inside, right? Well, that's kind of what Ash Wednesday is all about. You see, we know that we're dirty, that we know that we sin, right? And we know that because we sin, that every time we sin, maybe we can hide it from our mommies and daddies. Maybe we can even hide it from our brothers and sisters or some of those people around us. But you know who you can't hide it from? God, that's right. We can never hide what we do from God. And we all have some of these things that we want to try to hide that we're ashamed of. But the wonderful thing is on Good Friday, so many years ago, you know what happened? God sent his son Jesus, and on Good Friday, 2,000 years ago, Jesus died on that cross for all of our sins. Even the ones that we want to keep hidden. But what God really wants us to do is to repent, right? You know what repent means? It means to be sorry for your sins and to not do it again, or try to not do it again. Is that a good thing? We want to say sorry for our sins and we want to try not to do it again. But we're human and we get tempted. And when we do, and if we get tempted and we sin again, if we confess our sins, that's what we said at the beginning of the service, right? If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and he'll do what? He'll forgive us our sins and cleanse us. I like that word, cleanse us. That means he's going to wash us and he's cleaning us from all our unrighteousness, all of our sins. The big place we were washed from our sins, do you know where that was?
In your home.
In your home? That's right, at the baptismal font. When we were baptism, God, he brought us into his family, and he cleanses us from our sins. But we need that. We need to be cleaned of our sins on a regular basis. That's why we come to church. That's why we confess our sins. And that's why I get to say, I forgive you your sins, because Jesus told me to do that. That's a pretty good thing, isn't it? So today, on Ash Wednesday, what we always want to remember is, yes, we are dust, and to dust we will return. And yes, we are sinful, but we always remember that Jesus died for our sins, and God forgives us because of Jesus. Okay, would you like to pray with me real quick? Let's close our eyes and pray. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to die for all my sins, even the ones that I try to keep hidden. Thank you that you forgive me for those too. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you guys can go back to your seats. And I know you want your M&Ms, right? There you go. There you go. Thank you. Okay. Our next hymn is actually, it's a new tune, and the choir is going to be leading us. Right? Yes, they'll be leading us in it. It's actually a tune that's been written just for this Lenten series. It's called We Are Exiles from the Garden.
Thank you.
Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I said before, our text for this evening message is both from our Old Testament reading and our reading from the book of Revelation. Dear friends in Christ, we really do love our clothes, don't we? I mean, we do, let's face it. It's no accident that when you go into the mall, it seems like the number of clothing stores to other clothes is about 10 to 1. Am I right? I mean, there's one style of garment or another. And it seems like my children always, I don't know why, they have to go to Hot Topic. There is one reason I like Hot Topic. That's the only place I can actually get a Green Lantern t-shirt. So, I know, it's weird. What's a Green Lantern is a character from Marvel Comics. Green Lantern, yes. Well, let me see if you can imagine this. Can you imagine if there was only one store selling clothes in the whole, you know, only one chain store, and all they sold were the same kind of shirts, same kind of pants, the same kind of dresses? Well, I mean, if you imagine they all were the same, you think there'd be a revolt or something? I think there'd be a rebellion. How else would you express your individuality? How would we strut our stuff? How would we survive without our glad rags and our petty coverings? They are petty and pretty coverings, if you want to be honest with it. But the question is, what are we covering up? The coverings might be beautiful, but what is lying underneath? What lurks beneath the cover? The easy answer is that, of course, we're covering our nakedness because we're modest and we're proper. But there's more to it than that. In the scriptures, coverings, garments, clothing that cover nakedness are really, in reality, what they're doing is covering our shame. Adam and Eve, they partake of the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the first thing they realize is that they are naked. The first thing they understand is that they're naked, and so they know their sin. They realize their nakedness. They know their sin. And because of that knowledge, they're ashamed. So what do? They sew together fig leaves just in case the Lord were able to see their shame, lest he discover their sin when he walks through the garden. It didn't work. Of course he knows. It was the wrong kind of garment to cover their sin. You know, you and I, we do the same thing. We wear our beautiful clothes to hide our nakedness. We believe that we can deceive God sometimes, and he's not going to take note of our shame. And we want to be responsible and cover up all of our sin. Again, it doesn't work. Our man-made garments are just filthy rags, and what they attempt to cover is even worse. You see, our hearts are filled with sin and shame. Let's be honest. If the very desires of our hearts were laid bare for everybody to see, yeah, we'd all be ashamed. I know I would. All the evil thoughts, the sexual desires, the selfish wants, the impure motives, the jealousy, the anger, the envy, the drunkenness, the strife, the idolatry. Do I have to go on? Are we getting uncomfortable yet? I know I am. See, that's the condition of our hearts. That's where our hearts are. That's the condition of our inner being that we really want to hide, that we want to cover up with our man-made clothing. Yet, of course, we're not capable of hiding the truth from God. There's no way. We're not able to do it. I mean, maybe we can fool those around us. And maybe those around us can fool us. But God sees the condition of all of our hearts. From dust we came, and to dust we shall return. Man is born into this world a sinner, and his journey is back into that ground, back to the dust. All of our attempts, all of our trials, all those things we do to try to cover up our sin, every effort to pay up always, always results in the very same destination. From dust we came, and to dust we shall return. Born to die, we're dust, and to dust we will return. So it's into this sorry spiritual state of affairs that the prophet Joel speaks. The people of Israel have wandered away from their God. They've been unfaithful in word and in deed. They ran after other gods and played the harlot, as he talks about it. So the Lord is going to turn them over to disaster. He's going to send them into exile. They'll be oppressed. They'll be downtrodden. They'll suffer want. They'll weep in their distress. So Joel, the prophet Joel, cries out, "Rend your hearts and not your garments." See, this is an ancient tradition that they had. It was the way that they would express terrible anxiety was to tear their clothing. Sorrow for something they had done would be to tear their clothing, revealing the state of sorrow. You may remember when Jesus is in the courts or before the Sanhedrin, and they said, "Are you the Son of God?" And he says, "You have said it, and so it is." And then I think it was Caiaphas or Annas, whoever that was, the high priest, tears his clothing and says, "We don't have to hear anymore. This deserves death." That's that tearing, rending of the garments. Joel, though, knows that the rending of the garments is only going to reveal the problem. It only shows what the problem is, a corrupt and sinful heart. A torn garment shows the problem. A torn heart actually begins to heal the problem. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Put on sackcloth and ashes. Repent. Return to the Lord. King David even tells us in Psalm 51, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." Repent, return to the Lord. Yes, it's a journey. It's a Lenten journey, a return from exile. Our sin has separated us from our God. Sin is that dividing wall of hostility that destroys the relationship between God and man. Our sin has exiled us from the presence of the Lord. He has seen our sin. He's seen our shame. And that sin, that shame, has exiled us from the presence of God. Return to the Lord with repentant hearts. Put on sackcloth and ashes. Repent. So, we know that we have gathered here this day to put on ashes, to repent of our sin. We know our sin, and it's always before us. We always know what we've done. We know that the condition of our hearts is a blackened one. Our hearts are blackened hearts. We know that we can't return from our exile by our own strength, by our own power. We know that we can't return to the presence of God all by ourselves. These ashes remind us of our sin. They remind us of the condition of our hearts. But notice that the ashes are in the sign of a cross. Ashes in the sign of a cross remind us that we have a gracious and a merciful God. You know, you and I, we're helpless and we're hopeless sinners. And so Joel tells us here, return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Steadfast love, that Hebrew word is chesed. Chesed. That abounding, steadfast love that never fails. His love is like a rock that stays forever. Chesed. You see, we can't do anything. And yet we have a God who has willingly done everything for us. Ashes show us our sin. Ashes in the form of a cross and the sign of a cross show us the very true nature of our God. The cross, I mean, this is that instrument of torture and death and the means by which God cleansed our hearts and exchanged our garments. The cross is the place where Jesus is raised up in our place. The cross is that place where Jesus is stripped of his robe, and then all of our sin is revealed as he hangs naked on the cross in our place. For he who knew no sin became sin for us. You and I, we try to cover up our sin. We do. But Jesus reveals it. He reveals it so that it can be washed away by his blood. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Ashes in the sign of a cross. A gracious and merciful God has offered up his only begotten Son so that the sin that has exiled us from his presence might be washed away, and so that we can be restored to his presence. A return from exile, a Lenten journey, if you will. And where does this journey end? Not at the cross, not even at the empty tomb. The journey actually ends in the courts of heaven. Listen to the words of St. John as he describes those who are gathered around the throne. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." You see the great multitude that are waving the palm branches as they worship their Savior? Note that they're clothed in white robes. There's no fig leaves to wear. They're not adorned with filthy rags. They're adorned with white robes that have been cleaned, washed in the blood of the Lamb. The garments of sackcloth and ashes have been exchanged for robes of righteousness. Sackcloth and ashes, they're all gone, because Christ's journey to the cross clothes his bride, the church. It's the blood of Jesus that washes away sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And the blood of Jesus washes our robes and makes them white. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. So blackened, corrupt hearts covered by fig leaves and animal hides, that's the cause of our exile. Exiled from the presence of God, what do? We adorn our foreheads with ashes. We come before God with repentant hearts. And brothers and sisters in Christ, God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God gives us His Son in our place. Jesus endures the cross in our stead. Blood is shed, holy and precious blood that washes away and cleanses us from all sin. And so our hearts now have been restored. And our sackcloth and ashes have been exchanged for robes of righteousness. The exile is over. The journey is finished. We are returned to the presence of our God. And we rejoice in the robes that the bridegroom has provided for his bride, the church, for you and me. In his name, amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen and amen. Please stand now as we confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed, which you find on page 174. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In our prayers today, we'll be remembering all those who are in need of God's mercy and peace. Today especially, we want to remember the families of those who were affected by the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that happened this afternoon. Apparently, last I heard, 17 people had died as a result of that shooting. So we'll be, of course, remembering them. With that, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, You do not want us to receive Your grace in vain. Because You are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, work in the lives of each of us so that we return to You with all of our hearts. Because where our treasure is, there will our hearts be also. Set our hearts always, Lord, on You, on Your Son, on Your Spirit, and on Your life-restoring Word. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, on this Ash Wednesday, we beg You to send Your Holy Spirit to draw each of our hearts to Christ. Renew Your baptized people and cleanse us from all our sin, that we store up for ourselves the true treasures in heaven. Create in us new hearts and steadfast spirits, that we rededicate ourselves in this holy season to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, care for those who implore us on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to You. Provide for the earthly needs of pastors and church workers. Sustain them in faith. Grant them strength and diligence in their word. And show Your loving kindness also to their families. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, in the way and at the time that You know is best, bring healing to all who are sick, injured, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery. Comfort all who mourn, especially be with those families of those who have been killed and injured in that school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Be with each and every one of them. Grant them your Holy Spirit and comfort them. Let the people of God around them be your hands, your feet, to be your comforting presence with them now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we worship the Lord with our offering. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people in the courts of the Lord's house. In the midst of you, O Jerusalem. We continue with the preface. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might prepare joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he is betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And the peace of the Lord be with you. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Grant us peace. You may be seated. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take and eat the body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you on the cross for the forgiveness of all your sins. And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
body of Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins.
Welcome to our Lord's table. Take and eat the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, keep you always in your baptismal grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. The body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen and amen. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take and eat the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. The body of Christ given for you. And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen and amen. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take and eat the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. The body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. The body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Ooh.
And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen and amen. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take and eat the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, keep you all in your baptismal grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given for you. The body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. The body of Christ given for you. And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen and amen. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take and eat the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Stan, I need somebody to come with me. We're not. Take and eat the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you on the cross for the forgiveness of all your sins. And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Our post-communion canticle is hymn number 937, Lord, bid your servant go in peace. Please stand as we sing together.
Lord, bid your servant go in peace.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 422. It's a long one. It's only got one verse. So we sing it together.